Welcome to the Trainwreck Podcast.
All right, what is this podcast about? Pretty much just we talk about anything we want here, sports, video games, pretty much anything that's going on right now. Jump right in. I kind of just want to jump right in. I think we're going to talk about a little bit of sports first. We kind of want to talk about a little bit of NHL, maybe NBA, NFL, soccer, anything pretty much. I want to start with the NHL lately, some teams pretty much lately. Yeah, some teams. Yeah. We got the Florida Panthers right now in first place in their division, Buffalo Sabres in second, Red Wings in third, Lightning in fourth. We got Bruins at 5, Maple Leafs at 6, Senators at 7, Canes at 8. Yeah, I know, Habs fans, pretty sad right now. One. That's the Atlantic Division. Going down to the Metropolitan Division, we got the Hurricanes at first, Capitals at second, I think, yes. Rangers at third, Penguins surprisingly at 4 with nobody. We got the Blue Jackets at 5th, kind of big surprise too. Islanders a huge surprise, not doing that well right now. I guess it's early in the season though. They're at 6, I think that is, yep. And then we got the Devils at 7, makes sense. Flyers, big disappointment right there. Flyers at 8. Moving on into the Western Conference. Cole, you can take this one real quick.
We got Blues in 1st. Minnesota Wild, that was it?
Yeah, that's Minnesota.
And 2nd, the Winnipeg Jets in 3rd. We have the Predators in 4th, the Stars in 5th, Avalanche in 6th, Blackhawks in 7th, and the Coyotes in 8th.
I know, Avalanche and Blackhawks, huge disappointment. Two teams that were supposed to be really good right now in the season. Not performing that well, I guess you could say right now, but I do think they're going to have a comeback. Maybe not the Blackhawks after the big scandal they just had. Don't really want to get into that right now.
Then to Fleury.
Marc-Andre Fleury did get traded. That's a huge surprise. You can see where the Golden Knights are right now after we read this division standings. But
Pacific Division. We have the Oilers in 1st, the Flames in 2nd, Sharks in 3rd, the Canucks in 4th, the new team, Seattle Kraken, in
5th.
Oh, I just had a voice crack. The Ducks in 6th, right?
Yep.
The Golden Knights in 7th, and the LA Kings in 8th.
I know. Doesn't make sense, but it's happening. We do, for this podcast, we got a special guest, our friend, Ryan. He's going to be hopping on in a second here. We're going to just talk about some divisions, do some predictions, see who's going to be, who do you think is going to be where at the end of the year, and it should be on in a second. What's up, Ryan?
Hello.
All right, so we're on the podcast right now. We're going to do little predictions, okay, for the podcast, I guess, for the NHL at least. So we're going to start off in the Eastern Conference, okay?
All right.
In the Atlantic Division, you're going to just do some predictions, okay? You want to start off here?
You want us? Eastern Conference?
Eastern Conference, Atlantic Division, yes.
Atlantic?
Yep. All right, you go first.
What?
You go first here, okay? You want us to go first or you want to go first?
You guys go first.
All right, Cole, do you want to go first?
Yeah, we'll go first.
All right, so Cole, what's your predictions for at least the Atlantic Division?
The Atlantic Division, let's see.
Look at, like, just kind of look at the standings right now and see who do you think is going to be where. I know it's early in the season, but teams could change. You know, have up and downs, like the Leafs.
The Lightning's are going to be good this year again.
Think they're going to go first again in the Atlantic?
For
me, personally, I think it's going to go Lightning first because it's just Tampa Bay. They're going to have a bounce back. I know they finished third in their division last year, but it was kind of bad. No Nikita. Again, they lost Kucherov again, but it's Tampa Bay. I got Panthers at 2nd, actually. They have a really good core right now in Huberto and who's that guy? Barkov. Ekblad, good defenseman. Maple Leafs at 3rd. I think they're going to bounce back. You know, bad start of season. It's a disappointment by them. They're doing bad, really bad
right
now.
The Leafs did well last year.
They did really good last year. Came first in the Canadian division. Fell apart right now. Fell apart. Lost to Montreal in 7 games in the playoffs. 4th. I don't really know. I do know who's going to be 4th. It's the Bruins. It's Boston. But a lot of teams could be fighting for that. It's about Buffalo's looking really good right now. Yeah. Senators, I think they're going to bounce back. 4 losses, but, you know, it's not that bad. Canadians right now, I don't want to talk about them. I don't really want to talk about the Habs. Yeah, it's not the best for us right now. But I think it's going to go Lightning, Panthers, Toronto, Bruins. And then I think it's just going to be a mix between Detroit, Sabres, for that last, for those two middle spots, and Senators Habs like it is right now at the end. I just want to talk about the Metropolitan. Actually, Ryan, you give your Atlantic Division real quick.
All right, the Atlantic Division.
Yep.
I'm going to keep the Panthers at one, honestly.
Ooh.
Their offense so far has been actually like really good.
Yeah.
27 goals forward in 6 games played.
That's ooh.
Pretty good. So I'm going to keep them at one.
Yeah.
Two, I'll definitely say the Lightning are going to bounce back here.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Then for number three, I'll definitely go either the, I'd say Bruins or Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Three
and four. Sorry.
Four, I'll go Red Wings, probably four.
Red Wings, nice. They're an underrated team right now. Really good, really good core. Really a lot of young guys.
True.
Yeah. Who you got that sixth spot? I mean, fifth spot, sorry.
Fifth spot. Honestly, I think the Canadiens are going to bounce back a little bit here.
Really? Six losses right now, one win?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
God.
You can never be sure.
That's true. Can never
really
be sure.
Early in the season.
Yeah, and last year did so, yeah. All right. Who do you got that sixth spot?
Sixth spot. I got the Senators.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty good. Yeah. Seven,
yeah.
Eight. Just, I think, well, put Buffalo at the bottom of the division like usual.
Yeah, I'm going to put Buffalo at the bottom.
All right, let's keep in the East Conference right now. We're going to stay in the Metropolitan Division. You got Hurricanes at one. Kind of makes sense right now. Really good young core. La Hawk guys right now. Like, you got Sebastian Aho. You got Svechnikov. Really good guys. Did get rid of Dougie Hamilton. Kind of hurts their defense a bit. They got Slavin still, so that's pretty good. You got the Capitals. That's surprising. Second spot, Ovechkin going for Gretzky's record right now. I hope he breaks it. Won't become this season, but hope he will. Rangers at three, kind of surprising. Didn't really have that great of a season last season, but we're actually expecting the Rangers to do really good. They did just get rid of Vucinovic, though. Kind of sucks. Penguins. Ryan, your Penguins are doing good right now. Just beat the Maple Leafs 7-1 without Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Rust, and who else? Jeff Carter?
Getzel.
That's right. And now the Blue Jackets, kind of surprising how high they are. Islanders, that low. You know, really not that good. But my predictions are Hurricanes 1, makes sense in my opinion. Islanders 2, they're going to bounce back, but I think their Hurricanes are such a good offensive team. I got Capitals at 3. I have the Penguins edging out the Rangers once again. Just because of their winning franchise and their winning team. But then I have the Rangers right underneath them, really close. I do have the Devils picking it back up, and I do have them at 5. I got Flyers at 6, and I got the Blue Jackets at 7. Kind of makes sense. I mean, 8, sorry. All right, Ryan, what about you, Metropolitan Division?
All right. For number 1, I'm definitely going to go either the Hurricanes or the Penguins. They're definitely going to be fighting.
Yeah. I would like to see Penguins in this fight. Yeah.
Yeah, just because the Penguins are missing their entire leadership and offensive core.
That's true.
And they're doing really well right now. You know, they're definitely number... I'll put them at number 2 for now.
Yeah.
Hurricanes 1. Number 3, I'm definitely going to go with Rangers at number 3.
Yeah.
4, I'll go with Capitals. They're doing pretty well right now.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. 4 or 5?
You have 5 right now.
5, okay. I'll go with the Islanders 5.
You have them missing the playoffs. Right, wow.
Yeah, they really need to pick it up right now.
That's true. Matt Barzell's not showing.
Yeah. And for 6, I'll go with the Devils.
They're pretty good right now. They have a good young core. Jack Hughes picking it up. Had big expectations. Now he's kind of picking up a bit.
Very true. True.
Yeah.
And then number 7, I'll go with the Flyers. in three brackets.
Yeah, it makes sense. Flyers just disappointing for the past two seasons straight. Made it to the second round. You know, Carter Hart was stunning. He was doing amazing. And then you just got last year, Carter Hart had one of the worst save percentages of any starter in the league. And then just had a horrible, horrible season. You know, I kind of wish he would do better. I think he's still going to be on Team Canada this season, of course. Now, moving into the Central Division, you got the Blues, Wild, Jets, Predators, Stars, Avalanche, Blackhawks, Coyotes in the Central. I'm going to... Actually, Ryan, do you want to take this one or do you want me to take it first? Just switch it up a bit.
You know what? I'll kick this one off.
All right.
For sure. Number one spot, the Blues are doing unreal right now. But
yes,
I definitely think the Wild are going to take the number one spot.
Ooh,
in this division.
I like that.
For sure. Number two, I'll give it to the Blues. They're doing real good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then number three, I'm going to go with Avalanche.
Yeah.
They're not too good right now, but they're definitely going to pick it up on offense.
I had them. No way they miss the playoffs. Just no way.
Yeah. There's no way that they go from a cup contender to missing the playoffs.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to happen. So I'll put them at three. Four, I'll go with the Predators, actually.
Ooh, Saros. Leading the team.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah.
And I'll go with the Jets, for sure.
Missing the playoffs, Jets.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to miss the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I really old guys. I like.
All right. Then I'll go with Stars. No, actually, I'll go with the Blackhawks.
Picking it up. All right.
Pretty bold on this division here.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go with Stars and Coyotes at last.
Makes sense. You know, I like that. I like that. There's a lot of hot takes in there. For me, I got Avalanche taking one. I just don't see them not taking one or two spots. But right after Avalanche, I think they're missing first spot by 2 points. I think it's going to be a one game deciding. Wild. I think they're just going to miss it by one spot. After Wild, I think I got the Stars. I got them making a comeback. Brayden Holtby's playing absolutely amazing right now. I know they're not. They're 3-3. They're 500. But I do have them making the third spot. I do have the Preds making over the Jets, actually. I like Saros. He's a young goalie. Good tandem right there. And I think after that, I'm going to go Jets, Blackhawks, Coyotes. Same thing as you. Bottom three. Just makes sense, you know. Blackhawks, really good team. Just not expecting. They're 6-0 right now. They're not doing good. I mean, 0-5. Sorry, 0-5. My bad. 6-0 would be good. 0-5. They're just not doing good. They're just not doing that. Great.
Blackhawks.
Yeah, Blackhawks. Especially the big scandal they just got is not going to help them at all. So a huge scandal from 10 years back. Well, actually 11 years back now. Huge scandal back then, but I don't want to get into that right now. But I think we're going to just go down to the Pacific Division. Ryan, if you want, you can take this one.
The Pacific?
Yep. Oilers, Flames, Sharks, Canucks, Kraken, Ducks, Golden Knights, Kings.
All right, here. For sure, number one, the Oilers are doing very good right now.
Yeah.
I do think they're not going to keep that number one spot for too long.
Makes sense.
So number one, I'll go with the Canucks.
Mm.
Definitely think they're going to pick it up on offense.
I like that one. I actually like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, a few disappointing seasons, but I definitely think they're going to pick it up and get that number one spot.
Makes sense.
Number two spot, I'll give it to the Oilers.
Yeah.
They're 5-0 right now, doing unreal. McDavid, you know, too good.
Yeah, McDavid is just McJesus. That's what they call him, McJesus.
For sure. Number three, I give it to the Golden Knights. They're off a rough start right now, but I'll definitely give it to the Golden Knights to pick it up.
Yeah, it'd be the first time they missed the playoffs, actually. Ever. It'd be the first time they missed the playoffs ever.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since that expansion.
Yeah. We got a four. wild card slot.
Or I'll give it to the Sharks.
Ooh, Sharks. They're actually doing really well right now. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Five. Honestly, I'll give it to the Kraken.
Yeah. They're actually doing good. They beat the Habs last night, so I'm pretty mad about that, but...
Yeah. They picked up their first home game win.
Yeah.
Against the Habs. Anyway, yeah. Kraken at five. Six. I'll give it to the Flames.
Yeah.
Six. Alright. And then seven, I'll give it to the Kings.
Make a little comeback.
And last, I'll give it to the Ducks.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Cole, do you want to do this division?
Pacific?
Yeah, Pacific, sorry.
I'm going to put...
Oilers 5-0, Flames 4-1, Sharks 4-2. A lot of teams that haven't been performing that well lately doing good, so I think they would be doing good.
I imagine Kraken's probably going to go up to fourth. They're not doing too shabby for a new team that just
exactly.
came this year.
Oh, like an AHL team pretty much.
Yeah.
Right now.
Beat Montreal yesterday.
5-1. Oh my god, that embarrassment. Embarrassment by Jake Allen. Absolutely bad. Like, he's god awful right now. We need Price back, but Price is having some problems right now, so it will even be.
Price isn't playing?
No, Price is out due to some personal problems for a little while.
I think the Oilers are going to probably stay where they are.
Yeah.
Sharks might go second.
Yeah, Sharks at second?
Yep.
All right.
Flames at third.
Mm-hmm.
LA Kings are doing shabby.
What do you got right now?
LA Kings.
Mhm.
They're doing horrible.
Yeah, they are. You think they're gonna pick it up?
Probably later in the season.
Yeah. Quinton Byfield might get his first like good season in. Last season he didn't play at all.
I think the Ducks are going to stay where they are, and Vegas is going to move up to fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And the LA Kings are going to switch spots with Vegas.
Yeah, makes sense. I like that, actually. That's pretty good. Those were pretty much our divisions. Our division's pretty much right there. We got we did the Atlantic Metro. We did do Central. Yeah, we got Central and Pacific done. So those are our division standings. So Ryan, like that, everything's good right there?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to head off?
Yeah, I'm gonna head off.
All right, see ya.
See ya, Ryan.
Bye.
All right, take
it. All right, so that was Ryan. That was our special guest for, this week. Moving into the scores last night's game, I believe, we already went over Seattle. 1-1 versus the
five one
over the Habs. Very disappointing loss for us, of course, as Habs fans. You know, we didn't really. I mean, I saw Seattle score on the box score. I was like, oh, they're at home. They're gonna score first. Habs tied it back. I was like, oh, we got a chance. And then it just 2-1 after first intermission. And then we just completely lost it from there. We just had no chance to come. Comeback, we're a really bad team right now. Very sad.
Yeah.
Over that, we have... Who scored that game? Jordan Eberle scores the first goal for the Seattle Kraken leading off. Mike Hoffman coming back from Montreal, assisted by Brandon Gallagher and Nick Suzuki. He came back, scored that goal 1-1. And then Tanev scored. And just after that, Yanni Gord. Tanev again. And I actually don't know this guy. Don Addo. Don't know who he is. Sorry, but sorry if I butchered his name, but like Montreal had no chance last night. Calgary wins their game last night, 5-3 over New Jersey. Really big win for Calgary. Came back. They needed that win. I already know they beat the Washington Capitals game before. but they need that win to start climbing back into playoff bracket, try to take that first spot from Oilers. Lightning won last night versus the Penguins, a little redemption game for game one of the whole season, first game ever of the season. Tampa Bay loses, I think it was like 6-1 to the Penguins, surprisingly, but you know, Tampa Bay's Tampa Bay, they come back, beat the Penguins with ease. Vegas has a little hard time versus Colorado Avalanche. Makar actually gets his first one of the season. Great for him. I'm so happy. Love Makar. But he scored, and then after that, Donovan scored and just sealed the deal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Preds beat the Sharks. Again, Soros having a little bounce back right there. You know, had a few bad games, come back, win versus the Sharks. Minnesota, Vancouver, love both of these teams, both young core. Minnesota edges away with the score leading off. Zuccarello scores in the first period. Then for the Wild, you got Brodin coming in for the Wild, scoring again, making it 2-0. Chiasson scoring to make it 2-1. And then Matt Dumba kind of seals the deal, but then Bo Horvat comes in to make it 3-2, but they couldn't get another one. Winnipeg Jets beat Anaheim barely. 4-3, great game. Shnetchnikov, but it's not like it's not the one from the Canes. It's a different guy. But he scores in the second period. Nobody scored in the first. And then Milano scored. In the first period. In the second period. Milano scored in the second. Third period, Manson, Kopp, Zegras, little back and forth. Nikolaj Ehlers scores. Barely any time left on clock. And then he got another one. Almost got the hat trick. He was on hat trick watch. That's it for hockey, actually, last night. Moving on to baseball. Braves take game one of the World Series. 6-2. Cole, what are your thoughts on that? Braves, actually, they were first in AL West. Oh, both first-place teams. And the... what happened here? Solar
Braves
hit.
Are killing it.
Yeah, Braves are killing it. Braves are doing so good.
One
right
against
now.
Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great. Oh, that was a game to watch. That was such
what
a
was
good
it,
game.
4-2?
I think it was
6-2.
It might have been 4-2. All I know is I'm happy for Freddie Freeman. He's so good. Solar hits a home run in the first inning. Solo home run. Riley hits a double. The score, Solar again on a fielder's choice. And after that, Freddie Freeman on sacrifice fly out pretty much seals the deal. And then Carrera hits a ground ball, pretty much makes it 6-2. And honestly, I got Braves winning in six. I think Braves take it at six. They got a good offensive team. Not many people can match of how good they are doing right now. That's it for baseball, because baseball's actually almost over. And I'm very sad about that.
Yeah.
Kind of wish my Blue Jays would have done better. NBA, just going through some scores real quick. Knicks beat the 76ers 112-99. That is so weird. Bro, Knicks are supposed to be... Not Knicks. Sixers are supposed to be... 76ers are supposed to be a superpower right now. And Ben Simmons isn't there. So they only got Joel Embiid and Harrison. Maybe Curry. Not Steph Curry. His brother. Speaking of Steph Curry, Golden State wins last night. 106-98 to the OKC Thunder. Just great game, honestly. You know, unfortunately, Klay isn't back yet. Kind of sad about that. Andrew Wiggins had a heck of a game right there. He had 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. One heck of a game for that guy right there. And then we got the LA Lakers playing the Spurs. I hate the Lakers. Don't like LeBron. Don't like Davis. Don't like anybody on the team, except maybe Russ a bit. But they do end up beating Spurs in overtime, 125-121. Kind of made me a little upset, but it's all right. Only at the beginning of the season. Great game by Davis, of course. He had one heck of a game again. He had 35 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists, 0 steal, and 4 blocks. One heck of a game by a center. Houston Rockets versus Dallas Mavericks, 116-106 for the Dallas Mavericks. Love Duke a lot. Luka Doncic. I love that guy so much. 23 points, 16 rebounds. Actually, sorry, I read that wrong. 26 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. God, this guy's good. And he had 2 steals, 1 block. So just amazing by that guy. Ending it off with sports right now.
Denver Nuggets versus Utah Jazz. One heck of a game by two people. Two of the centers had one heck of a game. 122 for Utah to 110 for Nuggets. Rudy Gobert had an outstanding game with 23 points, 16 rebounds. Holy God. Zero assists, zero steals, but one block. Yeah. Nikolaj Jokic didn't have the best of his games. He only had 24 points. Still amazing for a center. 16 rebounds, not the best for like a 7'2" center. And then he had six assists, zero steals, zero blocks. You know, not the best of his games. I wouldn't blame it on him why they lost. Offense just, I guess, wasn't out there. But for today, I'm just going to run through this real quick. Today's games, you got Toronto Raptors versus Indiana Pacers, NHL Boston, Florida. You got Detroit, Washington tonight. You got Toronto Maple Leafs, Chicago Blackhawks tonight. And then you also got Vegas, Dallas tonight. You got Flyers, Edmonton. Kind of want to watch that game tonight. MLB's playing again, Atlanta versus Astros for game two. I hope the Braves win that one. NBA, you got Charlotte playing Orlando. You got Atlanta playing the Pelicans. You got Washington playing the Celtics. You got Miami playing Brooklyn. You got Lakers playing OKC. You got Minnesota playing Milwaukee. You got Sacramento, Phoenix. I actually think Sacramento has a chance at that game. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox is just so good. Memphis, Portland. I think I want to see John Morant win that game so bad. Cleveland, Clippers. Oh, Clippers are going to walk away. They're going to stomp Cleveland. That's all we have for sports. Want to talk about video games now?
Sure.
You like that, right? You want to get into that?
Yeah.
All right. What's the game you've been up to lately?
War Thunder.
That's the tank airplane game, right?
Yeah.
I used to play a lot. I don't really play that many. What type of tanks do you... Like, what's your best tank?
Tank?
Yeah, your best tank. What's your best tank?
Leopard.
Leopard A1?
Leopard, just one. A1 is a...
Oh, okay.
Version.
So, you got the Leopard. You want to explain to them what the game is all about and what the type of game it is? All
right, so... The game is set around World War II, Korea, and around the 80s, 90s, in terms of tanks and airplanes. There's some ships that are at Nalongo. There's a bunch of factions you can pick from United Kingdom, Britain,
Germany,
Russia, Sweden, Israel,
USA.
USA, Italy, Japan, China, and a bunch more. And from each country, there's three sections. There's tanks, planes, and ships. It depends. Some countries don't have ships. Some don't have planes. You start off with the low-tier vehicles, mostly pre-war, so around like the 30s. The first real tanks are made with a turret on the top. And then slowly moved in. So you go up tiers. And you have to get a certain amount of vehicles before you can go up again to switch tanks, which start going to the middle of the war, after the war, and so on. Camden used to be pretty good at playing War Thunder. The planes.
Yeah, planes, not
he's
tanks.
He was better than me at one point.
I was good at planes, only planes. I sucked at tanks.
Tanks are a different story.
Yeah, but the planes, my movement was insane.
If I have to say something about War Thunder, probably the biggest love-hate relationship for a video game
yes.
I've ever had.
Yes.
That game can make me mad. It gets under your skin.
It was just a hard game to want to play all the time. Thank you for explaining that game. My favorite game right now, and the game I enjoy the most, is NBA 2K22 right now. I'm also kind of getting back into Fortnite. Now, don't judge me. Fortnite's an okay game. It's not as good as it once was.
It's if you're playing with your squad.
If you're playing with friends and like
it's
a good
hilarious.
Friend. Yeah, it's fun. It's hilarious. You just have fun. But my favorite game right now is 2K22. It's pretty much everybody knows what NBA is. NBA 2K22. It's a basketball video game. Pretty much just about basketball. NWA, WNBA. You can do the NCAA whenever you're in rookie mode. Not rookie mode. Like career mode. So career mode is pretty much my favorite game mode. You start off as a level 60 rookie.
You get to
name him. You get to choose what skills he's good at and everything. And you just slowly level everything up. So in the game, VC, that's their virtual currency.
you use VC to upgrade your character from games you win. You can get it from you lose, but you get more when you win. And
so you can add to his abilities?
Like, yeah, you can add to his abilities. Like, my guy has, like, a 99 three-point shot. He's only a 75 overall, but he's, like, a 99 three-point shot.
So he'll make all the three-pointers.
Pretty much. Like, if I shoot a ball, it's most likely going in. I suck at dunking, though. My guy can't dunk. He's, like, 6'3" guard. It's mainly about basketball. You can go into the rec center. You play 5-on-5 games in there. You can get more VC. You can go play normal games, like in Fortnite, there's competitive stages, and then in NBA 2K, there's normal stages too. There's comp in there too. You can bet on VC. You can play games, and you can go like...
Isn't there like a arcade-ish, like you can go around and there's like a bunch of courts where like...
Yeah, you go a bunch of courts, just hop on, play some quick 5v5, 2v2, 3v3s, 1v1s, anything you pretty much want. I find it really fun. I like playing career mode because it's kind of like career mode is when you get good, it's hard to not be good because like I'll drop like 100 points a game. I'll have like 30 assists. Like it's like insane, but like it's fun because it's NBA can be a really realistic game, but you can also make it towards a funny, unrealistic game. Like you can make your guy fully skeleton, nothing on it. You just make him
skin
a skeleton.
Bone.
Yeah, skin and bone. It's funny.
Skin bone 72.
Like you have to be level 40 to get that, but it's hilarious. I just find it a really fun game right now. It's pretty much that's all I'm playing right now for video games, 2K and Fortnite. Fortnite, don't judge me. But I think that's actually pretty much all we got to talk about right now. I think that's all the time we have. But I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast and us signing out.
Hope you join us on the Trainwreck podcast.
Yes.
Next episode.
Yeah.